I'm talking today with Dave Young, the founder of Shortcut Content. And Dave, we've been talking about your content creator's creed the past few podcasts, and we're learning a little bit more about each of the bullet points in that creed. And right now today, I'd like to talk about why the communication derived from story transcends a communication that would be derived from like a product feature.
Well, you think about that. I mean, what most inexperienced salespeople, for example, you go into Best Buy and you start asking about some piece of equipment, and an inexperienced salesperson is going to just start blathering out product features, right? Mm-hmm. This has this big of a hard drive, and it can talk this fast, and blah, 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 blah. And they just give you this endless stream of product features. Mm-hmm. And those things are good to know. My view is typically those are things that you want to know either if they're really important to you, it's something that you would use as a filter. If you're kind of in an early stage, it might even be too early to even think about those things. Mm-hmm. But they're not the hows and the whats. So how this works and what kind of features it has, those aren't the kinds of information that activate the empathy in the human mind. Mm-hmm. Right? It's something we can use to make a comparison, but it's not something that helps us see ourselves using that product.
Right.
And so when you start talking about who and why, so who this product is for, who's it best for, who has used it, and how has that turned out for them in the past, and why did they choose it, and why do they continue to use it? And those are the kinds of things that lend themselves very well to story as opposed to product feature. So let me give you an example. Who uses Shortcut Content? We have been helping time-starved business owners create content for their business. So the who are people that know they have a story to tell, that find that they just don't have time to write. So when they use our service, they can actually tell the story. They can talk about their patients. They can talk about their customers. They can talk about why they got into the business that they're in, and they can talk about why their customers use them. And those lend themselves better to story than product features. I know that may seem a little bit confusing. So if we were going to turn that into like a conversation about a product, let's say we're talking about bicycling, mm-hmm. and we've got somebody that's interested in a mountain bike, and they're looking at different bikes. And if we talked about the features, we'd be talking about, well, this bike has 21 speeds. Okay, but if we talk about this is the kind of bike that, and just pick a demographic. Let's say this is the kind of bike that senior citizens or people that are still active but thinking about retiring, they really enjoy this bike because it's got enough gears that they can climb. You know, if you're specific about that, if you tell the story about somebody that used that bike to climb some hill in your city or. And they talk about why they chose it. You've turned that into a story as opposed to just a list of product features.
Right. I want to hear how this is going to impact my life and how it impacted yours.
Mm-hmm. So the customers that have been using Shortcut Content for the last 3 years have never had to write a thing, but have had, in some cases, more than 100,000 words posted to their blogs. I mean, they've written the equivalent of 2 or 3 business books by sitting down and having conversations with us once a month. That's who we help. And by telling their stories using our help, they're helping their customers understand why it's important to use them for their services.
Well, Dave, they've heard you say who and why Shortcut Content benefits. And if whoever's listening wants to get their story out instead of just giving out their product features, how are they going to get a hold of you?
Just go to the website, shortcutcontent.com, and we've got a lot of ways to reach out to us. There's forms, there's telephone. We're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.